Yeah, I really don't have an opening statement. I just talked last night. So, questions?
Kevin, when you look back at Myles Garrett's recruitment, how important was he to get at that time? And when you look at what he's contributed to the program since he's been there, what has he meant for you over the last 3 years?
But I don't think, you know, at the time, I mean, it might be different, but I think our staff has done a really, really good job of evaluating talent, not based on stars or really services. I think, you know, this class that's committed to us right now is a product of that. That guys were, we really don't care where they were ranked. Although I'll give a lot of you guys credit. Usually the five-star guys are really good. Guys that are ranked number one in their position are usually pretty good guys, and he's one of those guys. So, you know, he was a guy that in recruiting was you'll have to ask him. I got my side of it, and he's got his side. I think we had a lot of work to do early with him, and but I think he'll be the guy to tell you that between family and his experience at Texas A&M has been a great one. And I said this earlier. I think what gets lost with him and with the guys who are here today, you've got guys with a lot of different things that are at stake. And with what you see going on with bowl games, what you see that's gone on and during the year in playing games, this guy was not healthy after Arkansas, and is a dominant player. And the fact that he wanted to play in games at 50%, you know, whatever it was, third downs, whatever, with his teammates says more about him than just his talent. And that is. Speaks to our team, and you know, he's not very vocal, but when he speaks up, you hear him, and he plays that way, and I think it's been a great example to our younger players. But about the recruitment, Sam, you know, you got to ask him, because he seems smiling over there. He knows what I know, that he wanted to go somewhere else early, but we had to convince him that A&M was the best place for him, and mom and dad helped during that time, and sis. Yeah, she gave me the intel all the time since she was already there.
Coach Scott Fritsch and Parakeet Illustrated Magazine. I was just curious, Kansas State's averaging nearly 300 rushing yards over the last six games. What kind of challenge do they present on the ground against you guys?
A real challenge. You know, we've had our issues, particularly with quarterback runs, and you know, Coach Snyder is, they've done a great job. This is one of the hottest teams in the country coming into this game, you know, with what they've done at the end of the year. So, you know, the challenge is, as always, you know, Coach Snyder's teams are extremely disciplined, know what they're doing. They've had a month, you know really to really hone in on really 3 weeks to hone in on us and where we're going to be. And so, you know, it's a real challenge, you know, to be able to stop the run. And then as soon as you commit to that, the ability to really defend the deep ball. And, you know, that's going to be something that we've had our issues with at the end of the year. But, you know, we'll see where we are tomorrow night, because I think, you know, we've made some strides and done some things to help ourselves. But obviously we've got to execute on the field. Otherwise, that could be an issue. And for us, offensively, it's the same thing. You know, it's going to be an interesting game, just because special teams will be a big deal in this game. Offensively, we've got to be able to score some points, you know, because Kansas State has been scoring at a pretty good clip here the last, you know, four or five games of the year. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Coach Sumlin, Daryl Bruffer from KBTX. You talked about Miles a little bit, but can you talk about the impact that your senior class has made on this year's team?
Yeah, we at the banquet, I said, you know, we've got guys who've been here 5 years, We got guys that like Ed Pope, who's been here since we got here. We got guys that are junior college guys that have been here two and three, or like, you know, Josh Reynolds, and then we got a guy who's been here 11 months. So, you know, it's a eclectic group, but they've done a great job with our football team from a leadership standpoint, not just playing, but, you know, as I said before, this group of guys that are here have done a great job, I think, in the locker room, filling a void with leadership, and then also with how they play and examples, because the guys that are up here today, not all of them are seniors, but, you know, every one of these guys has struggled through some sort of injury this year and continued to press on and have handled it like grown men. And I think they've been great examples for the rest of our program.
Coach Kellis Robinette here with the Wichita Eagle. This game features some talented defensive players in both Miles Garrett and Jordan Willis. Just having been around Miles and studying Jordan a little bit, would you compare or contrast the way that they play?
Well, Jordan is we're not going to wait very long for them to call his name in Philadelphia this year. So, you know, he's a really, really talented guy and one of the better defensive linemen in the country. I think he's very versatile. He's strong against the run. He's got a great first step. He's got really good. He'll be easily one of the top three or four guys that we've played against this year. And we played some pretty good ones. And you know, half the All-American team and is in our league in the West. And you know, you watch the film with this guy with production and what he does. He's right there. And so, you know, I think just like, you know, one of our guys, a couple of our guys, you know, you've got to account for them, not only in the passing game, but in the running game too, because he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, Olin Buchanan, TexAgs.com. Kevin, can you put a finger on or figure out, give some sense of why you think that even when y'all might have had some difficulty in the second half of the season, you've come back and have been very successful and played very well in bowl games. Any reason you can think of that your team's been able to bounce back like that and play well in the bowl games?
First of all, we don't look at it, Olin, like bouncing back. You know, so yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. And we need, you know, there's we take advantage of the time off. And then how we practice for the game is probably a little bit different. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be in a lot of bowl games in my life as an assistant coach, and I've seen positives and negatives to how you prepare for those. And so we've got a system in place that allows us to practice our younger players early and really take advantage of that. And it's really two segments with the developmental part of a bowl practice and then our opponent's bowl practice. So that's been our approach for the last 9 years. And it's really a combination of things from Oklahoma and Purdue and A&M when I was here the first time, and just a lot of things that you take from different people. So our guys feel good. Like I said a week ago, it's the first time. Last week was the first time these two guys were in full pads practicing since about 2 months ago. And so we had a little energy, and I think our guys are looking forward to playing tomorrow night.
Coach, we'll have to break it up.